Flying saucers. Where do they come from? Where are they going to? And how much do they cost? Thank you. Tonight, the Do Not Adjust Your Set team investigates.
This evening we have with us a man who has actually seen a flying saucer. Tell me, Mr. Arnold, you saw this flying saucer near your home in Devon?
Yes, I certainly did.
Can you describe it?
Yes, it was a small silvery object flying some 50 feet above the trees, and it had a small head and a beak and was flapping its wings.
Are you sure it wasn't a bird?
A what?
A bird.
That's what it was. It was a bird. It's a bird.
Thank you. It gives you some indication of the mystery that surrounds these objects. But at the basis of all this lies the unanswered problem of, is there life on any other planet? One man who thinks there is Mr. Alpha TK3. Mr. Alpha TK... Mr. Alpha TK3, you think there is life on other planets?
Yes, I do.
What makes you so certain?
I know. I have seen it.
If you don't mind my saying so, I find that rather difficult to believe.
All those who do not believe will be taken over.
I see. Well, obviously, no one can ever be certain. It only remains for me to say to all yous at home, all those who do not believe will be taken over.
Yes, it was a seagull. I realised that it was a seagull. I've seen it.
Well, it's February, and here is our painting of the month.
Do we spend too much of our time watching television? Here at Viewership Survey Limited, our computer calculated on Monday night between the hours of 7 o'clock and 11 o'clock, more than 98 billion people were watching television in my living room alone. This means we need a new computer. If you have one, will you pop it on a postcard and send it to me at this address? Me, this address, London W2. I'll just repeat that.